This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello, welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 19, 2020. We're in hour two of the broadcast, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Callers are stacking up. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in. My email address is thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I wanted to say two campaign team members for Republican Lacey Johnson, who is challenging Representative Ilhan Omar, were shot Monday afternoon in Minneapolis, one fatally, and I've not seen this in the news anywhere. Campaign workers shot 17-year-old fatally working for the person that's running against Ilhan Omar, 100%fedup.com. Also, I wanted to say, last week I was talking about Black Lives Matter leaders practice witchcraft and summon spirits. There's a great story about that on needtoknow.news. I'm not going to have time probably today to get in that. One more thing, and then we'll go to calls. Support RBN. There's a pledge drive going on right now. If you like this broadcast, I don't ask for any donations. Donate to RBN. Donate to the work of John Stattmiller and the staff. Ken does a great job every Saturday. I ask a lot of Ken with all these clips and finding them and, you know, and playing segments inside segments. And he does such a great job. If you enjoy this, if you learn from this, if you find this interesting, donate and support Republic Broadcasting, please. All right, we're going to the phones. Daryl in Canada, David, Allen, Chance, and Paul coming up. Daryl, how you doing today? Thanks for calling.
No, thank you. Thanks for asking. And yeah, your first hour is always just great information. You don't hear this stuff anywhere. It's fantastic. The last story, too, black births in San Francisco. Man, that is really racist. I got something to say on that later on. Pennsylvania was that state that's going to vote. They're going to count till Friday. You can vote till Tuesday, but they'll count till Friday. So that leaves the door open for a lot of things. This great speech by Trump, one of his better. It sounds almost as good as the speech in South Dakota there in front of the monument. That was great, too. And, I'll get to Ginsburg in a minute, but, the group of names that were persecuting General Flynn and others, like led by Andrew Weissman, who's a hero now in MSNBC and CNN, it just goes to show you that when you saw the 17 members of the FBI people that were in that group, I mean, it's just like Antifa. When you peel back the names, they're about a one-third or about a half of the usual suspects, two percenters. I mean, the FBI is a political organization with a little bit of, an anti-white Zionist political organization with a little bit of productive law enforcement in the middle. But listen, the criminals must love them. And 92% of criminals are Democrats or leftists. Probably 95% now. This was 10 years ago when I saw that stat, 92. It's probably 95 now considering what's going on the street. They must love the FBI. If they say they want to defund the FBI, I mean, you see polls about defunding police. It's about roughly around 25% generally over across the United States. I'm surprised it's that high. There's a lot of morons out there. If you ask to defund the FBI and people know a little bit about them, I wouldn't doubt the poll would be probably 50, 60%. Now, that would be something to defund. I'll tell you that.
And, yeah, that would be a great sign for all of us to have on our car or truck, defund the the FBI. I had someone tell me here recently that they were doing a search for Wi-Fi in their area, which is a rural area, and one of the Wi-Fis that come up said FBI van. I thought maybe they're not even going to try to disguise it anymore. Maybe they don't care. Go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, I want to talk about Ruth, but before that, I want to just do about. I know you like to do some of these things, but just bear with me for 25 seconds. Let's go back to our youth at an appropriate and a nice time here, actually. Okay, that's enough of that, but I thought that was appropriate since you mentioned it, too. You know, we always look back to our childhood. But, you know, a lot of people are saying that I see a pundits last night, although I was out with my girlfriend. I didn't catch this till later. But they're saying Trump should put through a nominee. I don't think that's a great idea. I think, first of all, he's got such an advantage. If they would try to do this, it would take away from the election. And this is the best time in the election if you're a Trump supporter, because he's got such a huge advantage in campaigning, in these debates. This would all be kind of watered down, and that would take away his advantage to that. Not to mention, it's a great incentive for Trump voters now. I mean, now, you know, I just read AOC once, you know, the Democrats are going crazy. They want to mobilize their people. But 30% of Trump voters in 2016 were voting on, number one issue was the Supreme Court. So I think that is going to be a huge, this is probably worth at least a point, maybe 2 points, in these polls. Of course, every one of these polls that you see on mainstream media are at least six. You know, when if you see somebody ahead by 7 points or 6 points, it's tied. If it's tied, like in Florida, Trump's ahead by like 7 or 8 points. So this is probably worth another point or two. And Trump can also mention that the Democrats in his position would ramrod somebody through under these circumstances. And I think that just the fact that he will not be doing it, hopefully, because I don't think he can pass it anyway when you got the likes of, you know, Susan Collins, Romney, Sass, maybe even Cory Gardner, even Lindsey Graham, maybe may not want to even touch this now. He couldn't get it through anyway, but it would be a nice gesture to independents and centrists that would say, that's very fair, when Trump will say, let's let the people decide. And I think they would appreciate that, and he might win a few back that way. So I think this is just a win-win situation for everybody, frankly.
Oh, yeah. How about the way she tried to hang on to the bitter end to the election? Is your opinion, do you agree with me that it's ridiculous to have people appointed to the Supreme Court for life? It should have some sort of term. I don't know what, you know, anybody's guess, because 8 years, 10 years, what have you, but life on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, even 20 years would be reasonable, but yeah, that's true. And also, I like to remind people, I'll just finish with this. I know race, the number one, like that that guy Collins, that House of Representative from Georgia, he referred to all the millions of dead abortions and stuff. But you know, it's an interesting subject. I don't want to get into that, but if you took away the abortions from Roe versus Wade in 1972, 62% of the abortions I heard are from black abortions. So there's nearly 50 million blacks in the United States right now. They'd be close to 75 or 80, 13.5%. They'd be close right now, or 14, I heard. They'd be close to 20 or a little over. I mean, whites would be up too and other groups, but, you know, over 400 million. But considering, you know, the 50-to-1 violent crime in the black community per capita versus whites, if you had all those blacks, extra blacks, if there was no abortion, this country would be a lot worse off. So I implore people that are pro-abortion to, I know it's a terrible thing, but always remember that, you know, the blacks are overrepresented 5 times at these abortion clinics, and if they were actually gone to fruition through these deliveries, you can see what the country would be like.
Hey, thank you so much. Anything else you want to add there?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you for calling in. We're going to go to David in Boston. We've got Alan Chance and Paul coming up. David, how you doing today? What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Fallon. Fallon, I've always referred to Ruth Ginsburg as Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg. Remember the Bader Meinhof gang over in Europe? Those radical revolutionaries? Well, Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg also had that wicked, evil Jewish revolutionary spirit that that Michael Hoffman has exposed in his book, The Jewish Revolutionary Spirit. But, Fallon, did you happen to see the movie last year, RBG, which, you know, stands for Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
I did not. I knew they made a movie, but I have not watched it. No, sir.
Okay, because I saw it, Fallon. Ironically enough, I actually saw it in a little theater, the Venue Theater in Lexington, Massachusetts, you know, where our freedom was birthed, just down the street from the Lexington Green, you know, where our freedom was birthed and everything. But, Fallon, it was like a family album. And it wasn't like a regular movie. It was these vignettes, like a family album. And then she would comment on the different pictures and vignettes that were put up on the screen and everything. So, you know, it wasn't an actress playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was in the movie herself, narrating the whole thing. But anyways, at the end of the movie, she said that her whole life, her whole career as a lawyer, and especially her whole career as a judge and a Supreme Court justice, could be summed up in two words: reproductive rights. And she said the reason her whole life and you know, Supreme Court judgeship can be summed up in those two words, she says, because without reproductive rights, woman will always be enslaved, woman will never be liberated, woman will never be free. And so on and so forth. So anyways, Fallon, I came up with this. All us good white men and women, we were taught early on as little children by our good mothers and our good fathers that two wrongs don't make a right. You know, us little kids, we wanted to get even, and our mother or father said, hey, son, two wrongs do not make a right. So I came up with this one, Fallon, and this is what I would say to RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg: two reproductive wrongs do not make a reproductive right. If two people want to shack up and they want to give themselves over to sinful passions and everything, you know, why should the innocent baby have to, innocent blood be spilled and everything? So, you know, that's what I would say. If I was on the Supreme Court, I would have been one of the dissenting judges to the counter argument to get Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg. Two reproductive wrongs do not make a reproductive right. And but she is, Fallon, as some of the it's already been pointed out, she is the face of evil. She, you know, anyone that thinks that the devil is a man, just look at Ruth Bader Meinhof Ginsburg's face. I've never seen a face that reeks or exudes, oozes evil more than her her evil face, Fallon. Thank God she's dead. I'm not even going to ask God to have mercy on her soul or anything else. You know, I'm not. You know, I don't think, in my humble opinion, I don't think God's going to have any mercy on her soul, and I don't think He should have any mercy on her soul. But I wouldn't want to be in her spiritual jackboots. But this is where I get back, Fallon, when sometimes people think harsh language when I talk about these race traitor pigs and everything. Hey, you know, years ago I used to see the people abortion, some of the wonderful Christian people and everything, demonstrating at abortion mills, abortuaries and everything. And I used to see the race traitor pigs just dragging them off, being very brutal to them. They invoked the RICO statute, just dragging these women by the hair and throwing them into these paddy wagons and, you know. And, in other words, this is what... Last week, I talked about these Jewish-controlled district attorneys' offices and everything. Well, Newt Gingrich tried to bring that very point up on Fox News, how Soros is financing these district attorney's offices, and he's filling them with these radical Jewesses. Boy, do they hate white men. These young, just fresh out of these radical colleges. I'm over around Harvard and MIT and, you know, there's all kinds of colleges around here. Brandeis, a whole bunch of them, you know, Wentworth Institute. These Jewesses are so radicalized and everything. Harvard Law School, and they go right out. They hate white men. They hate the family. And but that's why Newt was silenced, because he mentioned how Soros is funding them and everything, you know. So, so in other words, I'm not gonna temper my language. If the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it. If the jackboot doesn't fit, don't wear it. But none of this could be happening without these white race trader pigs. And the reason I emphasize white, rather than, there's a lot of black cops now, Hispanic, Asian cops. The white cops have trained them all. And none of this evil could be happening unless it was coming out of the, like Chairman Mao said, the barrel of their evil guns. All this political power comes out of the barrel of their guns, these hired government gunmen. And Fallon, I've said this before on your show, don't believe that if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. If guns are outlawed, only these hired, far-pay government gunslingers, these government-hired guns, will have the guns. And if you don't think that's a scary spot, look at some of the films that are coming out of Australia now, Melbourne, Australia, where the people are disarmed and how they're being brutalized by those white race trader pigs down under. Yeah, you know? Oh, did you see maybe the one film, the one lady where a cop grabs her by the throat and he pulls a George Floyd crap on it? He throws her to the ground. That's how they're trained by the these Israeli Jews, and they're training our police.
And a lot throws of that to is the ground. Over not wearing a mask. It's over not wearing a mask, too, isn't it?
Yeah, and throw it to the ground. Then they roll you over to your on your side so they can get that knee on your neck. So the last thing I'll close with, Famine, so that's what they do to us when we're disarmed. If you think these pigs are brutal now, wait till we're disarmed. But listen, Famine, this is what I say. Because the Israelis now, the Israeli Defense Forces and all that are training our police forces, Fallon, we no longer have a thin blue line. Now that the pigs are being trained by the Israelis and everything, we have not a thin blue line, we have a fat Jew line, okay? We've gone from a thin blue line to a fat Jew line, okay? So thanks for taking my call, Fallon, and may God richly bless you, Fallon.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Alan in Texas. The break's probably going to get you. I'm going to hold you over. How you doing today? Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah, Farron. Man, I've always loved your show. When you brought up Brian again, I remember you and Brian when you were on. Man, just great show. Farron, I want to thank you. You know, you're so effective, Farron. If nothing else, you know, your accent has a lot to do with it. You sound like freaking America. I mean, Dave up in Boston, you know, he's got a Boston accent, but I guarantee you he likes listening to you because you sound like America. And you're not up here changing your position because of what someone says. You're actually watching and observing what actually goes on, not what is said, but what actually happens. You know, and unfortunately, Farron, I've come to the realization that even a lot of people that listen to RBN here, they like it because there is more of the truth comes out, but what they're listening for is the truth that makes them comfortable and feel all warm and fuzzy inside. Oh, Trump, the orange man, he's there going to save us. He's one of us. He's going to do it for us. He's just get him in for another term. And all they can say, you know, you talk about, you know, what he's done that has not been good for this country. And all anyone can come back with is, well, if Hillary was here, it would have been worse. You know, that's all they can come up with, you know. And it's like, well, yeah, but, you know, folks out there, if you were to die, which none of us apparently listening have ever died, would you want it to be like quick and painless, or do you want a slow, agonizing, torturing death where they're pulling your fingernails out one by one? You know, oh well, that really hurt, but you know they could have cut my throat. You know, what do you want to go through?
Hold that reality, Alan. I've got music. We'll talk about it on the other side. Back in a moment.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Media fair in the studio. You ain't seen nothing yet. I started playing that in December of last year. I'm joined with Alan in Texas. We got Chance, Paul, Art, and Miles coming up. Alan, the break broke your train of thought. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, fair, my train of thought jumps all over the place because, like I said, I see strings just leading. I can't talk about with one thing because strings lead off everywhere. Everything is so interconnected now. You know, there nothing stands by itself. You know, all these people, the people out there that are listening to your show, that are paid to do this, you know, if you in Hitler's time, you want to call them the Sturmabteilung, the SA, you know, which were, from all we know, you know, a bunch of, you know, raging faggots. You know, I'm not going to say homosexual because there are some good people out there that aren't, you know, flaming and want to run everyone else's lives and turn everyone else into faggots, you know. You know, you guys, y'all will be the first ones to go. You know, you minions that are allowing this to happen, y'all are going to be the first ones. You're going to be put on the firing line. Your Jewish masters will sit on the sidelines and laugh at you as you're being massacred, all right? That's all I'm telling you. Just think about this. You might be getting good pay right now. Your life might be good because you're one of these evil bastards. But the time will come, folks, out there listening. Your time will come, and it's not going to be an easy end. I'm sorry, Farron. You got anywhere you want to try to take this? Thank you for seeing the truth. You know, not just what makes you feel comfortable, but what's actually coming. You ain't seen nothing yet. You're right. You grew up in the same time period I did, Farron, because your music is that you play, it's very appropriate. You know, a lot of these guys, these musicians, we know, you know, like Jim Morris, you know, his father was in naval intelligence and, you know, an admiral. These people didn't come from nowhere, just like Trump. You know, does everyone out there know that Trump's uncle was one of the people that when Nikola Tesla died, you know, he was one of the ones when the FBI came in and took all of his records, all of his files and everything, Trump's uncle was one of the ones who had access to that. He is not Jimmy Joe Fred Bob from down the street, folks. He is not there for us. Everyone, I actually heard Stan Deo say the other day that Jared Kushner was basically the second coming of Jesus. He's there to save Trump. I mean, does anyone not understand the game that's being played except for you, me, Larkin, Texas, who I've been talking with a lot lately? Man, this guy gets it. You know, communitarianism, it's a big word, sounds kind of fancy. I call it evil bastardism. It's much more easy to put into context, you know. But it's being done, and it's all-encompassing, folks. You know, Farron, I'm tired of talking to people. It's like, you know, I read a lot. I'm surrounded by books here, and people will say, oh, yeah, I saw that movie. And it's like, no, you did not read the book. You saw what Hollywood wanted to present to you, not what you would get yourself out of reading it and thinking about things. People do not think. They don't understand contract law, the Declaration of Independence. Okay, yeah, it's just words on a piece of paper. No, when people put their name to that piece of paper, that's a contract. That means it pertains only to those people that put their name on that contract. Take out your checkbook and get a magnifying glass. Look at the signature line. It says authorized signature only, authorized signature, authorized signature. Very, very tiny small print that you can't see unless it's very magnified. That puts you under contract not only to pay the amount of money that you wrote that check for, but it puts you under contract to all the fine print that your banking contract with that bank puts you under. Every time you sign your name to it, you're reaffirming that you agree to everything that they can do to you. And most people have no idea what's really going on out there, Farron.
Oh, it's the truth. It's the truth. And I think this, you know, what we've been through in 2020, the plus side to it is the RBN audience gets it. And I know you get it, Alan. I've always enjoyed your commentary. And I thought about you the other day. I ran across some of my Tesla and Scalar Waves DVDs and actually a letter you had wrote me. I still have that. But I think this is shaking up the normies. And what is lying ahead when I say you ain't seen nothing yet? What we're going to see unfold, in my humble opinion, in the next coming months is going to be a shocker. I mean, what we're seeing right now when Fox News tells you Black Lives Matter is going to be disrupting downtown Asheville this evening, and they're just like, oh, okay, that's the new normal, which the new normal is the new term to go along with social distancing and all of the rest of this that they're indoctrinating and propagandizing the public with. I mean, it is surreal, and it does give you it gives you pause. I mean, I'm prepping. I'm prepping best I can. I know, Alan, most likely you are too. But we're about to come up on the break. I'll give you the last word. Anything you'd like to add, Alan?
Yeah, folks. Unfortunately, Farron, most people are, even if they're aware, are not really don't understand what's coming on. And I don't want to have to be shooting at people coming up my drive because they know I have been doing it. But, you know, there's got to be a point. I cannot support everyone out there that think I'm crazy now. But when the time comes, they're going to be mad at me. But they're going to know that I've got food and crap, you know. I'll let other calls get on, Farron. I don't know if I'll ever be on air again or not. Maybe tomorrow morning. I have no idea. But if nothing else, I will call you periodically, and I'll call you and talk to you personally. I've got a lot to say, and I think you do too, and I think we could have some good conversations. Hey, thanks a lot, Farron. Have a good show. Enjoy everything, man. I know you're in it for the right reason.
Thank you so much. I certainly appreciate those kind words.
Well, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. ConstitutionOnTrial.com presents the most important question for our generation. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Witness the prosecution and defense of the United States Constitution on trial, live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and streamed live on YouTube. For the prosecution, Ted Weiland, pastor, Bible teacher, and author of Bible Law versus the United States Constitution, The Christian Perspective. Versus, for the defense, Brent Allen Winters, a practicing lawyer and author of Excellence of Common Law in Light of History, Nature, and Scripture. Is the United States Constitution biblical? Live and unscripted at the Maranatha Retreat Center in Everton, Missouri, and live streamed on YouTube. Saturday, September 19th from 6:30 till 9:30 p.m. Come one, come all. This most important event is free to attend and streamed live on YouTube. Go to ConstitutionOnTrial.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And we're taking phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to Chance in West Virginia. Then we got Paul, Art, and Miles coming up. Chance, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Farron. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. Everybody wants to talk to you, Farron. That's the sign of a great host. You know, Bader Ginsburg's big toe was probably touching down in the fiery pits of hell right at this moment. You know, I want to make a couple of other observations, Farron. You know, it seems to me, when you hear about what happened in Milwaukee, you don't even have to leave the inside of your house to defend yourself from harassing and violent mobs anymore. You don't have to go on the front porch or on your lawn. You get arrested in your own house for protecting yourself. Isn't that something? And as far as Republicans go, Farron, they endorse homos and pedophiles. Then why not? Why not transgender Satanists as well? That's why I'm an independent, Farron. And I also noticed that Trump didn't mention Soros' name at all, did he? Isn't that pretty interesting? I mean, after all, Newt Gingrich did, right? This is a show we're being treated to come November, and I refuse to participate in it. Democrats, Republicans, I don't bother with neither of them. I have no damn interest in none of them. That's all I got to say, Farron, and thank you for hearing me out, and keep up the great work. The audience loves you, apparently.
Hey, thank you so much. And I'll tell you this, Chance, there's a lot of people, maybe not all in this audience, for sure. We all have various opinions, but there's a lot of people that feel exactly the same way you do. I think I coined this term. If I didn't, then I apologize. I've never heard anybody say it, but years ago I started calling them the Republicrats and the Democons because, you know, there's differences, but whenever one party gets in power, you don't see too much of a drastic change. Well, Paul Art Malls coming up, and Charles. Paul, how you doing? Thanks for holding.
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, here's the quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg I really love. She said this, quote, "Frankly, I had thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of," unquote. And I think it's interesting when we look back on her life, we should remember she practiced racial purity. She's Jewish. She married a Jewish man. Her kids are Jewish. All right. And what's sad is so many on supposedly our side, right? You got the Alex Jones. He marries a Jewish woman and has Jewish children. Then Alex Jones this week, he promoted Kanye West and Kanye West's interview about abortion that he did. It might have been a week and a half ago. And it was interesting when I was watching Kanye West, I was thinking that here we have a black man that culturally appropriates, dyeing his hair red, like white people's hair color, marries a whitish woman, an Iranian, that's pretty close, lives in white neighborhoods while claiming to be concerned about black people because, you know, this Kanye West, he's anti-abortion, you know. And here's what Kanye West does in this interview with another black talk show host. He pulls this routine where, you know, they blame for the high levels of black abortion, which, you know, totally shocks so many people on the right, gets Alex Jones all angry and crying, right? But what they all pull is, hey, let's blame Margaret Sanger, who died 50 years ago. She's the cause of all the black abortions. She did it, right? Notice how they pull that? It's the billboard in the neighborhood that made me have the abortion. Notice how they do that? They deflect the blame. And who are they deflecting the blame from? Let's be honest. It's from black males. Because who got these black girls pregnant? Black men, right? Now, are black men some kind of great guys, the perfect husband who's going to marry these women and provide for their children? No, they're not. And that's the reality. The reality for the black abortion is because the black males are such economic misfits that they and irresponsible that they refuse to provide for the children, and they refuse to be fathers for their children. And so that's why the black women vote with their wombs and go down to Planned Parenthood and have the abortion. When you look at the U.S. Census figures, Farron, and I recommend everybody go to the U.S. Census and look up race and earnings over the past 40 years, right? Who's on the bottom of that list? And the fact of the matter is it's blacks. Blacks are the lowest earners of all racial ethnic groups in the United States for the past 40 years. Interestingly enough, according to Jared Taylor, black women make on average more than black males do. How's that for a pathetic group of economically retarded people? And so the reality is Ruth Bader Ginsburg was right on that issue, right? And some of these people on the far right blaming Margaret Sanger, Margaret Sanger's the devil. They all mimic Alex Jones's, of course, Pied Piper lead into oblivion, into stupidity. And they have a bunch of white people picking up and mimicking these and parroting this opinion and this argument about the horrors of the black abortion rate. And they try to pin it on white people who have been dead for the past 50 years. And on that note, Farron.
Do we lose Paul on the...
I just signed off.
Interesting commentary. I mean, it goes right along with this whole push now for reparations for people that didn't own slaves to pay people. They think they deserve to be paid for what, you know, happened hundreds of years ago. I mean, it's so much hypocrisy and ridiculousness afoot because of our media. And I'll say it again. I've said it for the last 3 weeks. Until we get rid of this media in this country, we're never going to have any kind of normal ability to live a peaceful life when you've got a biased, lying media that has an agenda that tries to keep the altruistic white people confused, dumb, and feeling sorry for things that they have absolutely no control over. So, good information. Always enjoy your phone call. We got Art Miles, Charles, and Jay coming up. Everybody keep it to about 4 minutes, and everybody will get on. Art, thanks for the phone call, and thanks for holding, sir.
Hey, man. Wow. First of all, let me start out by saying there's no way on God's green earth that you could find anything, not even in the deepest, darkest pits of hell, that could convince me to vote blue. Not going to happen. And no way on God's green earth or nothing in the deepest, darkest bowels of hell could possibly make me shed a tear or mourn one bit for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. And a lot of people... You know, I know people have short memories these days. And I'm pulling it up right now so I get the quote correct, because I like to. When I'm going to quote somebody, I want to quote them exactly, if possible, not verbatim. During a February 1st, 2012 interview on Al-Hayat Television, Ginsburg was interviewed. This was during the Arab Spring, when they were trying to oust Mubarak from power. And Ginsburg was being interviewed on Al-Hayat Television, Al-Hayat, H-A-Y-A-T, Al-Hayat. And this was February 1st, 2012, and she was asked, because they were talking, at that point, they were talking about crafting a new constitution for Egypt. And she said, quote, "If I were drafting a constitution in the year 2012, I might look at the constitution of South Africa." Now, that was a deliberate attempt to have a fundamental instrument of government that embraced basic human rights, have an independent judiciary, and is really, I think, a great piece of work that was done. She said she wouldn't look to the U.S. Constitution because it was old and outdated. This is a U.S. Supreme Court justice with the perfect opportunity to announce to the world through a Arab-speaking television channel. She had the perfect opportunity to promote the U.S. Constitution, even though it's flawed in some ways, but flaws can be fixed. That's why we have the amendment process. But given the perfect opportunity to promote the U.S. Constitution, no, she disrespected it. She flushed it down the toilet. This is the same thing we see taking place right now on the streets across America with rioting, killing, and all other forms of debauchery, child pornography, child trafficking, drag queen story hour. I'm sorry, I can't shed a tear for any of these people. Ever. Period. Baron?
Oh, I know, Art. I know. And I mean, it's just been, it's been surreal to see what's unfolded and how deep the bias of the media to lie to the American people and call this peaceful protest. And, you know, I've not went back and studied it, but every time that it mattered in a Supreme Court case that mattered to me personally, I could always count on Ruth Bader Ginsburg to vote in the direction that I opposed every time, you know, and it became to where it was predictable because it, then it becomes, the clarity becomes visible that there is a direction here, there is an agenda, and it is anti-family, it's anti-Christian, it's anti-morality, and it's the indoctrination through the public school system of our youth as well. Well, Art, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to move on, try to get everybody on. I've got some that's been holding on since about 10:15, but always always enjoy your phone call, and thanks for calling. Miles in Maine, Charles and Jay coming up. Miles, how you doing, everybody? Keep it to about 4 minutes, and everybody will get on. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Baron. Yeah. You know, I can appreciate Alan. What he's saying, and that was a good call by Alan and Dave. It's great to hear Dave back on here from Massachusetts, but a great call by him. And it, I can appreciate what Alan says. I can appreciate what Chan says. But without at least getting a little bit of crumbs, we have no seeds to sow. Okay? So, yeah, we're not getting everything that we want. But you know what? Trump's filled a lot of these positions, a lot of these vacancies that Obama left vacant. So, you know, I disagree with them. Yeah, it's not what, it's not idealistic, but how did the people who are now in charge get going? Did they just give up? Did they just say all or nothing? No. They made people compromise. And that's what we got to do. And Farron, that's what I keep asking you to mention and drilling in these people's head about boycotting, because boycotting is extremely important. You know, I went to my church last Sunday, and the people are talking about how they're going to go home and watch the NFL, and I just was amazed. I mean, it just knocked me off my feet so much, so I probably won't be going back to that church. But I want to read one thing to you, and I want everybody to give it a few seconds to sink in. And then I want everybody to tell everybody else to boycott. Boycott, boycott, boycott. And look up every one of those organizations, Verizon, Lowe's, Home Depot, and especially Walmart and Kroger's, and don't give them a penny. But let me read you this, Darren. If you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to the moment when you will have to fight and all the odds are against you and only a precarious chance of survival. That was Winston Churchill, and how true. And I read that mostly for Tony from Chicago, because I admire that guy so much. That guy's really, really on the ball. You know, but Farron, the other issue I wanted to come up and mention to you was where is Judicial Watch? Where is Judicial Watch in these people? When these judges do this, first of all, you know, there used to be these court watch groups. There should be 2,000 people in there every one of these hearings when one of these Black Lives Matter clowns or Antifa, and they're not prosecuted. And they should be protesting these courthouses and saying these judges should be removed from office. Where are these people? And like that, I just read, if you...
That's a great point, Miles. That's a great point, because there is so many of these supposed, you know, watchdog groups, and it's like crickets now from them. Let me give you the last word and move on, but I totally agree. I have not bought an air conditioner because of your phone call a couple of weeks ago. So I've refused to buy it from Lowe's and Walmart, which is the only places around here. And the little hardware stores don't have any in stock that I've called. But let me give you the last word. I appreciate your phone call, and I do believe in boycotts. So go ahead, Miles.
Yeah, boycott, boycott, boycott. Tell 5 people a day. Post it on social media. Boycott these people out of business. Take their money for them. And by God, make somebody make these Antifa. Black Lives Matter getting $100 million from Walmart, they can fix a lot of cities. But you know what? People got to get out here and do it. People got to tell other people. Because like Winston Churchill said, and I don't want to read that whole quote again, but there may become a precarious time when we have no chance for survival at all. Thank you, Farron.
Amen. All right, Charles in Florida, keep it to about three, and we'll get Jay in Florida on, and that'll be it. Go ahead, Charles, and thanks for holding.
Hi. Yeah, how do you do, Farron? Well, the Supreme Court is the main reason. Like the previous guy said, boycott, but, you know, we've got the Supreme Court in the beginning under Madison back in the 1800s. The Chief Justice Madison was Attorney General for John Adams. He almost abolished free speech back then, but, you know, they passed the Alien Sedition Act for bad free speech. And, you know, the Supreme Court made itself the third branch of the government in Marbury versus Madison, 1803. It should never have happened. They can nullify anything that the executive or legislative branch does. We're screwed at the beginning, you know. Plus all these secret societies like Freemasonry. And then I noticed Australia down on the truthseeker.co.uk from England. They're outlawing conspiracy theories now. You can get a jail sentence for being believing in conspiracy theories. That's how far these sons of bitches go, and don't think they won't do that here.
Oh, absolutely. I saw that too. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yep. It's incredible. The Black Lives Matter is run by three witches. Did you know that?
Yeah. I've mentioned that last week, and I got the story right here in front of me. I didn't have time to get to it this week. It's at 100%fedup.com if anyone wants to check out what Charles is talking about. Let me give you the last word, and I want to get Jay on. He's been on hold for about 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah. Thanks for having me. Goodbye.
Hey, thank you so much. Let's go to Jay in Florida. Thanks for holding, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I just wanted to add my musical contribution, and here it is. Well, she's evil, wicked, mean, and nasty. Ruth Ginsburg is dead, man, and she would ruin our fair country. She's an ugly witch, man. How's that?
Jay, that's not bad at all, and I've been checking my email to see if I'd get any criticism for playing that Burn in Hell, but at the beginning of the broadcast, I don't know if you heard that, but I haven't had any criticism yet.
By the way, that's borrowed from John Kay and Steppenwolf, and, you know, we have Bill Clinton to thank for Ruth Ginsburg being on the Supreme Court.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And it's, you know, all these Jews, they look satanic. For instance, you know, Charles Schumer, he'd be a dead ringer for Satan. Ruth Ginsburg, she'd be perfect for the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. So these parasites, they look ugly.
And then you have the ones like Mark Zuckerberg, and he looks like some sort of cloned alien from another world. Or Greenblatt. Yeah. Greenblatt looks like he should like just stepped off of a UFO.
So if you can tell, you know, a lot of people cannot really distinguish between a white person and a Jew, but as they get older, You can really tell that they don't look like our people.
Hey, how about that quote Don did yesterday about George Orwell? I did not know that. I thought that was really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, anybody who hasn't read George Orwell, I mean, you're really missing out. 1984, and Animal Farm. It's been like, like probably 50 years since I've read 1984. I'm probably due to read it again. And that was really a great quote that Don had.
What's your thoughts, Jay, on what we're seeing? You've been watching this for a long time, a lot longer than I have. And now it's come to fruition to where, you know, Antifa, Black Lives Matter can ride in the streets. They can commit all kinds of felonies. They're not arrested. If they are arrested, they're released. If you hold a gun on your own personal property to defend, they call the police and you're arrested. I mean, we've talked about what was going to happen in the future for a long time, but now we're here. Don keeps referring to it as, you know, the party's fixing to get started, but it really is. Did you ever imagine it being anything like this in your mind?
I could never have imagined it being this bad because, I mean, it's very reminiscent of what happened in the Soviet Union. Whenever the Jewish communists get in charge, they can, you know, violate every law, steal people's property, murder people, and any resistance to that is met with the most severe penalties. And the same thing went with, you know, the Communist Party in China. You know, Mao was just as bad. So communism is evil.
And we're really seeing, you've heard it 1,000 times, but we're really seeing history somewhat repeat itself. And it's so, I know I've said this to you so many different times, but it is just, it's incredible how this is just like reading the Turner Diaries.
It sure is. Dr. Pierce really was prophetic.
You know, I wanted to tell everyone, I was going to play it today, but I'm not going to have time. But there's one, Dr. William Luther Pierce, All His Waking Hours. That is another one that is just like a time machine fast forwarded from the time he made that, which had to be previous to 2002, to look at what we see today. It's just it's amazing that he was able to have such a window of insight into the future.
Well, the man was a genius, and he really did dedicate his every waking hour to this cause, to this movement of really liberation and freedom.
If you get a chance, Jay, check out that 100%fedup.com about Black Lives Matter and witchcraft and them invoking various spirits. It's really, and the gentleman that done this is a black gentleman, and he has recordings of them at the highest levels of Black Lives Matter admitting to all of this. It's so there's when you peel back the surface, there's a lot more going on than just meets the eye. I'm out of time. Thank you so much for the phone call, Jay, and until next week, when it comes. Lead, when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
Love is a razor, and I walk a line on that silver blade.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.